The Oracle
is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to this last episode of your Wealth Class on Radio for this week. My name is Ruth Ibikunle. The Nigerian equities market yesterday for the fourth straight session closed on a negative note as the All-Share Index declined by 0.27% to settle at 29,030.93 points against a previous close of 29,110.90 points on Wednesday. The market capitalization closed at 14.954 trillion naira, down by 0.27% from the previous close of 14.995 trillion naira, implying a loss of 41 billion naira. Aggregate volume of traded stocks grew by 13.06% to close at 274.47 million units from the previous close of 242.76 million. Value of traded stocks grew by 98.09% to close at 9 billion naira, away from the previous close of 4.59 billion naira. Total number of deals at the close of trade was 4,411, up by 24.04% from the previous close of 3,556 deals. The market breadth closed negative as 10 stocks gained, while 21 stocks declined in their share prices. Cornerstone Insurance led other percentage gainers with 9.26% growth to close at 59 Kobo from the previous close of 54 Kobo. NEM Insurance, Consolidated Allmark Insurance, Nimet and Unity Bank, among other gainers, grew their share prices by 9.09%, 8.33%, 7.84%, and 6.67% respectively. USCL led other price decliners, shedding its share price by 10% to close at 9 Naira from the previous 10 Naira. United Diagnostics, Transcorp, and ABC Transport, among other price decliners, also shed their share prices by 9.09%, 8.82%, and 8.11% respectively. I have Mr. Haruna Kebira with me this morning, and he will be talking to us on the current state of the market. But before that, let us quickly look at a few results that hit the market so far. NEM Insurance on Wednesday released its fourth quarter result for the period ended December 31, 2019. In its unaudited financial report, the underwriting firm posted a profit after tax of 3.52 billion naira, up by 73.99% when compared to the profit after tax of 2.02 billion naira recorded in the corresponding period in 2018. Gross premiums written grew by 30.75% to settle at 19.68 billion naira, away from 15.05 billion naira recorded in the fourth quarter of 2018. For the period under review, the earnings per share of NEM Insurance stands at 67 Kobo, up by 73.99% from the previous earning per share of 38 Kobo. With reference to the share price of 2 Naira 20 Kobo, the P/E ratio of the fund stands at 3.30 times with earnings yield of 30.26%. First Bank of Nigeria Holdings, in its unaudited financial report for the period ended December 31, 2019, reported an interest income of 440.62 billion naira, up by 1.43% away from 434.41 billion naira recorded in the corresponding period in 2018. Profit after tax was up by 3.93%, closing the year 2019 at 62.09 billion naira from the previous close of 59.74 billion in 2018. The earnings per share of the holding company stands at 1 naira 73 kobo, up by 3.93% from the previous earning per share of 1 naira 66 kobo. With reference to the share price of 6 Naira 95 Kobo, the P/E ratio of the big elephant stands at 4.02 times with earnings yield of 24.89%. Stanbic IBTC Holdings, in its unaudited financial report for the period ended December 31, 2019, reported a gross earning of 233.81 billion Naira, up by 5.15% compared to the gross earnings of 222.36 billion naira recorded in the corresponding period in 2018. Profit after tax was up by 0.8%, closing the year 2019 at 75.04 billion naira against the previous close of 74.44 billion in 2018. The earnings per share of the holding company stands at 7 naira 14 kobo, up by 0.8% from the previous earnings per share of 7 naira 9 kobo. With reference to the share price of 41 naira 50 kobo, the PE ratio of Stanbic IBTC stands at 5.81 times with earnings yield of 17.21%. Because of the limited time we have, I will be stopping here for now, but you can read up the rest of the results on our website, www.stocksng.com.ng. I'll quickly go on a short break, and when I'm back, I'll be talking with Mr. Aaron Akebira. Please don't go away. I'll be right back.
The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on radio with Abayomi Obabunjo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome back. Quickly, Mr. Aruna, let us get down to business. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Sir, yesterday the market was down for the fourth consecutive session. Is the market depressed or we are only seeing the results of profit taking?
Well, I would call it depressed. I think it has also gone beyond the profit taking. I think one of the things that is actually depressing the market is government policy. We understand that the market is being moved, especially by banking stocks. And the CRR for the banks was increased by 500 basis points. I think what the market is actually looking at is that the banks are being stifled. You ask them, they increase the loan to deposit ratio to 70%, and you are increasing the CRR. So by the time you minus those percentage from 100, what exactly fund would they have at their disposal? I think that is exactly what the market is looking at. But I also have the belief that in a little while, this information will have been factored in the prices of all those stocks, and with the market will become stable again.
Sir, today is the last trading session for the month. Are we likely to see any positive outcome today?
I believe that the market is likely to be positive, especially if it's anything to do with the action of a portfolio manager we have always seen in the market. I think if they come, the way they normally come, the activity, trying to balance their portfolio for the month, I think the activity will see the market looking positive.
All right, sir. Let's talk about the results we have seen so far. Though few and unaudited, is the market reacting to these results?
Yeah, I think it's a new phenomenon before we're having audited results. But suddenly we begin to see unaudited results. I think what the SEC just did, SEC and the Nigeria Stock Exchange, is to reduce the weighting of investors from 90 days to 60 days. Because now companies are to release their unaudited results within the first 60 days. And to with the proviso that they are going to release the audited result within 90 days. I think why they also do that is that they feel that the management will have seen those results before they are audited. So the market should also feel the results too, so that both the market and the management should be at par. They should be on the same page. And most of the results we have seen so far, yes, some are bad, some are good, but I believe that those that are good, the market is responding positively. Like if you look at Julius Berger even yesterday traded 22.50. The day after the result was released, it was on bid at 22.15. I think as yesterday, close to 22.50. You see NEM actually did from the result I saw, they made a tremendous gain in their both profit after tax and earnings per share, and the market responded to it yesterday positively, including Nemet. Nemet just released their quarter one, and they moved from losses to gain. So I believe that the market is responding positively to good results. FBNA just released their result after the market yesterday. I will not know how the market was going to look at it today, because it was at par, 1.65 kobo any per share of 2018, 1.65 kobo any per share of 2019.
All right, sir. We have 11 months left in the year. What should we expect going forward?
I believe that most of the policies that are put together by government of last year that are spilling into this year, I'm so sure that they are going to move the market to another level, because except if they begin to reverse that, if the borders are still closed and UMU is still banned and the rate in the money market is still down, I don't think investors have any other place to invest than to bring the money to the capital market. Like I said, in this climb, there's this one thing we normally do, that we would think that the government are doing shakara, and maybe they don't mean it. We believe that in this place that government are not always serious. So when the government come with a policy, we think that will soon be over. But I believe that if government are consistent with these policies, we'll see a good outing for 2020.
Your last word for our listeners this morning.
Like I say, I've always said it. If anywhere to make money now is the Nigerian Stock Exchange, bring your money and get a good guidance. Somebody will actually direct you and be capital market informed. Go to where you can get information to aid you in decision making. My number is 0802-300-9379.
Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you for having me.
It's how far we can go today. For further inquiries or information, you can call the following numbers: 0803-2244723, 0803-2244723, and 0816131-8569, 0816131-8569. You can also call same numbers to participate in our 24-hour market discussions on Telegram. Simply download Telegram app on your phone and call the above number to be added. Don't also forget you can log on to our website www.stocksng.com to read up many articles on various walks of life. Thank you and God bless you for staying tuned. Until I come your way again next week, I remain yours truly, Ruth Ibikunle. Bye for now and enjoy your weekend.
The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.